I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The UN Human Rights Committee is urging Pakistan to amend or repeal its blasphemy laws. FMI's Nehemiah says,
the problem is not really a blasphemy law or the constitution of Pakistan. The problem is that the people of Pakistan, Muslims of Pakistan, they have become extremists. The mobism, where a mob just goes and burn Christian houses or kill Christians in Pakistan. This is the major problem, because critics urge that the laws are frequently exploited for personal vendettas, leading to false accusation and mob violence.
Pray ultimately for changed hearts in the gospel. And then, despite being technically illegal in Iran, satellite TV is being used by millions of Iranians. Here's what makes it such a powerful gospel tool. Transform Iran's Lana Silk says, imagine what it's like for an Iranian Muslim who's curious about Jesus.
They'll be looking for a way to safely explore without being detected. And the only way to truly do that is either TV or radio.
Silk estimates that more than half of the Iranians who connect with them say that their first contact was a satellite TV program. And you can be part of this. Catch the vision for this gospel tool to close countries like Iran, where Silk says,
we can't walk the streets, we can't have open meetings. We have to use digital media to open that conversation. So pray for us, help us raise awareness for the need, and go and partner with us.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.